Ah, boy, we've got a great band lined up for you tonight. They're all devils in this band except one lovely one that she's not. Okay, don't go by that name. But they're called the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. They're going to play the show. And your host tonight, your friend and my close buddy, Mr. Ray Landry, will be out here to host for you. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to the Lafayette Rhythm Devils.
Yeah, Lafayette Rhythm Devils. Boy, like that me. We actually all pretty close friends, been involved with the music with the Lafayette Rhythm Devils for a long time. Been knowing Randy, Jesus, I don't know how long. And Jimmy and Chris and Yvette and Donald. Well, I just wanted, well, in I think I just introduced the band, but all the way on the end on the bass is the prettiest school teacher, bass player, singer that I've ever seen, Miss Yvette Landry, all the way from Brobridge, Louisiana. And also on guitar and vocals, a good friend of mine, been playing Cajun music for a long, long time, Mr. Rand Never Dream. Of course, no stranger to an accordion and no stranger to a set of drums, Mr. Jimmy Bro on accordion. On arrière, là-bas dessus, les tambours, on the drums, Mr. Donald Lejeune, right there. And of course, my friend and my kid's fiddle instructor at one time, Mr. Chris Segura on fiddle. J'aimerais connaître. C'est bon? I would like to know. There's a whole lot of things I would like to know.
Thank you. minutes séparées. Ça devrait être que les gens restent toujours ensemble. Quand même, toi, t'es bien soyeux, il y a eu ta crise. J'aimerais connaître si jamais tu m'as revenu.
I would like to know, j'aimerais connaître. Beautiful song. That was an old Adam Hébert song. I know Randy, I know we talked about that, him and I, before. How he was such a contributor to Cajun music. I'm talking about Adam Hébert. Did so many songs. Probably the most re-recorded Cajun artist there was out there. I think when him and I spoke, he got an award one year for the CFMA. I think it might have been the Heritage Award. And so I went to his house to interview Adam Hébert. And I think he told me he had something like 78 registered songs that he had written. And that I'm thinking that when they would go in the studio, and I think it was with Swallow Records, when they would go in the studio, Floyd would make him do four or five songs, and then Floyd would select the A and B side. Remember the little 45s? Well, that's what he was doing. So he would go in the studio and he would do four and five songs, and then Floyd would listen to him, and then he would say, well, I think this one and this one would be the two that we're going to use. So they would use it, and of course we know the results, how popular he was. I think all of the songs that they did not use was in put in at Swallow Records, and I think all of that stuff was lost. I'm not too sure when they had the fire at Swallow Records. Remember 7 or 8 years ago when they had the fire? But I think all of those... And he had remembered writing all of those songs, and that he had at least that many more, 70-something more that he had written and recorded, but never came out to the public. And so how many Cajun musicians can tell you that? Well, I got 78 songs that I have written and recorded. I got two. So, but I got a long way to go. So we're going to do something sur la couta bleue, on the Catabla. Is that right? Who made that song, Randy? Puyaya, I don't know.
I don't know. I think Nathan Abshaw, maybe. Was it?
Okay.
We got a guy who works at the archives. Cota Blue.
Is that what it is? All right. We're going to say that. We're going to give him credit.
Thank you.
go to Cota Bleu. Let's go to Catabla. Catabla's not far from here, actually. It's the other way, towards Wanare, right? Port Barry, yeah, Port Barre, that end over there. I remember going there when I was a kid. We had a camp there at one time. Beautiful place. So, La Voix d'Evangeline, are you going to do most of the vocals tonight, Randy? Yvette, you going to sing one, baby? Maybe not? Maybe, you never can tell. So, Evangeline Voss. Maybe we. Evangeline Voss. La Voix d'Evangeline. Beautiful job, Randy. Chris, come on that microphone right there. See that thing's hot, buddy.
It's hot.
You know, Chris Segura here, wonderful fiddle player. His mom and dad actually also fiddle players. Did you bring them with you?
Yeah, they're here somewhere.
They're here? Well, yeah, mom, dad. You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, huh. They're way up there. That's right. Hi, guys. Gene and Donna Segura up there. And so, yeah. They're in the cheap seats. So what's up with you, buddy, besides the music? I know last time you and I spoke, you were in school. Still in school?
Done. Finished up a few years ago. But I work at UL at the Cajun Music Archive.
Cajun Music Archives. How about that? Fiddle player and Cajun Music Archives. Yes. Very important. And so that's what you're doing. You have a degree now, right? And it's in...
Marketing.
So you're marketing Cajun music. Sort of, yeah. Well, you do every time you play. Great. Chris Segura on fiddle. So we're going to... Yes. Have you ever thought about singing? Not yet?
Yeah, I do a little bit. Not
really? You
not
do
often.
One tonight?
No.
Did I put him on the spot or what? Okay, the next song, Le Blues de Basco. The Basco Blues. blues is about. I remember, actually, I remember when I started playing with Noncale Young so many years ago, that was one of the first songs I learned. Actually, that song there, I do it, and it's a line dance song. If you notice, the women like to dance to that song, and they do, you know, they don't need a man to dance a line dance, so they just go out and do that. But I remember I had the hardest time stopping that song when I was a beginner accordion player. So, guess what? We just played it and played it and played. We do the back door in that song. 1 hour gig, we were finished. Those two songs. All right, La vie je croyais je voulais. The life that I thought I wanted. That's probably every man's, the way every man thinks, Yvette? No? La vie je croyais je voulais. That's the life I thought I wanted, but, you know, I don't want it, so I'm going to see you later. No? Let's do it. La vie je croyais je voulais. You know, this is supposed to be an interpretive program. You know, we're supposed to, you know, discuss things about the music and do other things like that. And I washed my tongue this morning and I can't do a thing with it tonight. And in the meantime, people want to hear music and we up here trying to find out about musicians. How many of you out there think you know Cajun music? Come on, don't be afraid. Raise your hand. That you think you know Cajun music. Okay. Remember what I said that name of that song was? This is part of the interpretive program. We give a test every now and then. So, does anybody know the name of that song? Again? Quelle étoile. We said it was a test. We knew. All along we said that we were going to say that we were going to play La vie je croyais je voulais, and we played Quelle étoile. That was really good. Actually, if I had my choice, I kind of like that one. If I had, did y'all think about Kelly 12 and y'all changed your mind at the last minute? Is that what it was? Yeah, sure. Yeah, all right. Okay. That was good answer. He said that's a song they thought they wanted. Pas la vie, la chanson je croyais je voulais. Pas la vie, je croyais je voulais. One of my favorite Cajun waltzes, actually, Les Traces de mon Bogey. Les Traces de mon Bogey, my Tracks of My Buggy.
We're going to play this for Miss Mary Alice Landry, all the way in Brobridge. That's wow. Yvette's mom.
Mary Alice, this is for you, girl, if you're listening. And you know she's listening.
She's going to watch it on TV.
She's going to watch it on TV. Okay. There you go. So, Yvette, you going to sing it? No, never mind. Okay. Les Traces de mon Bogey.
J'habite très naillet tous les soirs dans mon bouquet. Et moi, j'avais pas de arrêter. Y'a quelque chose qui arrive, j'ai changé mon idée. Et j'ai vendu mon cheval et mon bouquet. J'ai lancé les traces de mon bouquet toute la nuit. Il m'a attrapé après ma
Tracks of My Buggy. I love that song. It was one of my favorites. Still is, actually. Randy, you do a great job. Papa George. We're not going to talk now because the lady said if you talk much more, I'm going to throw something at you. So I said, okay, throw me a box of popcorn. I'm hungry. So Papa George. Ready to do that one, Jimmy?
Yep.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Baba George. Jimmy, come to the microphone just a little while. Bob Randy, come to the microphone right there. So, Jimmy Bro, been playing music for how many years, buddy? He's been playing for 6 months, but practicing how many years? Serious.
You're going to get me in trouble here.
No, I promise.
I'm about to tell you my age now because my math is terrible.
You what? Your math is, that's okay. He's you're part of the Bro family from Bro Bridge, started playing music. His dad was an accordion player, right?
No, he was actually a guitar player. My grandfather, Amade Bro, was the accordion
player. Yes, that's right. That's what I want to get clear. So, and your brother's still playing, your brother is still playing, you and the drummer, and you playing drums, and you're freelancing now, actually. You used to be with Beau Soleil.
That's correct, yeah.
And so what are we doing now to pay the bills? As much as possible.
A little bit of this and that, yeah. Just have a day job and I play nights at a...
Good. Home. Stay busy, huh?
Yep.
Good. Yep. So are you thinking about getting a group back together, like Jimmy Bro? And remember, you came out with a CD a couple of years ago, Jimmy Bro and Friends, which was a great CD. CFMA liked it for sure.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about doing something like that again? Too early to say?
Yeah, it's kind of early. Everything's kind of fresh. The decision I made and staying home now.
Staying home.
A lot of different things going
There's
on.
No place like home, Shah.
Yep.
Especially around the holidays. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Of course, one of my favorite accordion players for a long time, Jimmy Bro, does old traditional style accordion players. I love that stuff. Me, I like that me. La Voix de Mom et Pop? No. No, we're not doing that one. Okay.
We're going to let Yvette sing one.
Okay, Yvette's going to sing one. Did we decide on what we were going to sing on that one? You will?
Yeah,
you are?
We decided while we were playing the last one.
So what you going to do, Yvette? Let me see. La Biche Croyez Voulez? No. what are we going to do? Viens chercher. Viens chercher. Come and get me, Sha. An old Albert de Jeune song. Okay, we're going to do what? No, Lafayette, well, never mind. The curtain is closing. The Lafayette Rhythm Devils will be back in about 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, and something like that. Yes, they're going to be back in a little bit. You do know that this is the last performance for the Liberty Theater here in Eunice for the rest of the year. There's none in the next 2 weeks. But then on January the 5th, welcoming the new year, we're going to have Kevin Nakan and the Austin Playboys will be here. That's the 5th. And then on the 12th, we actually have Yvette Landry, Yvette Landry Band and La Récolte Cajun Band. I heard that young man played accordion, excellent accordion player. January the 19th, Homer Lejeune and the Cajun Kings will be providing the music. And then on January the 26th, Nancy Simon School of Music will be performing here. And also Jamie Berzos and the Cajun Tradition will be here. And that's the month of January. And on February the 2nd, we have to be announced, actually. They don't have a band selected yet. And then Mardi Gras earlier this year, right? Like it's the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Is it 12th? This is the 12th of February. Anybody know Mardi Gras? Yeah. The 12th of Mardi Gras. And so here, on February 9th, Samedi Gras is what they call it. Jambalaya is Cajun band. And the Bazille Mardi Gras Association will be here. You know, we're not even in Christmas, and we're already talking about Mardi Gras. It's so close to the beginning of the year, I guess. So right after Christmas, we break out the mass and we go and start the Mardi Gras. February the 16th, Rachel Wilson and Cajun Express. Rachel Wilson and Cajun Express on the 16th. They were just nominated for the CFMA last year, right, Odell? Do you remember? No? Pas de trop? Shaking his head. I don't know. I don't have a clue what you're talking about. February the 23rd is to be announced. We're going to have a band there, I'm pretty sure. You know, I just ask you to remember those poor people over there in Newtown, Connecticut, that had that drastic loss yesterday of life. Keep them in your prayers today or tomorrow when you go to church, for sure. They will need all the prayers they can get. So, today at Vermilionville, we had our weekly jam session at Vermilionville. So, I don't know if you know who Louisiana Folk Roots is. Louisiana Folk Roots has the same mission statement, I guess, as the CFMA, to preserve Cajun and Creole music and the culture as a whole. And so Louisiana Folk Roots moved their office to Vermilionville and Bayou Ops in the historic Begno House. And so today, to celebrate all of that stuff, we had a big jam session, and I saw Grace there today, and I saw Mary Marie was there, and then Odell was there. Let me tell you, folks, you missed it today. It was on the lake at Vermilionville in back of the historic Begno House. I'm just going to mention the jam host, you know, Michael Duce, Mitch Reed, Henry Hempel, Cheryl Cormier, Robert Doucette. Now, these are just the jam hosts. It has nothing to do with the rest of the musicians that was there. It was absolutely beautiful. Underneath the trees, it was a nice, cool fall day. They played some good old traditional Cajun music. I want to encourage you to come to the jam session at Vermilionville. It's every Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock, 1 till 3:30 every Saturday. And every Saturday we have a guest host that is an accordion player, and also a guest host that's normally a fiddle player. So it's a secret that I stole from Vincent Fontenot when he used to have the Main Street Lounge in Bazille. I thought that when I walked into the Main Street Lounge, I thought that was the best thing since sliced bread, that I had walked into the Main Street, and, you know, people like Dewey Balfa, Nathan Abshar, and Lee Manuel, and a very, very, very young Steve Riley later on came, and I just thought that was the greatest thing. And that was his idea of having a great jam session, having an accordion, having a guitar player and a fiddle player just carry the music up. So it gives musicians of all levels of their talent to be able to come, whether you just barely knew how to play or you knew how to play really well, if they had the bass of the music at the bottom playing, it made it good for everybody. So when I went out there, I knew I couldn't play that good, but I sure sounded good with all those guys behind me. And it gave me the encouragement to keep it up and play music, and I had a great time doing that. So the Vermilionville Jam is the same thing. One of the sponsors for the Vermilionville Jam is the CFMA, the Cajun French Music Association. Those fine folks had been paying for half of that jam session for about a year and a half now. We want to sure thank them. Welcome to Louisiana Folk Roots. I'd like to give them a shout-out. Louisiana Folk Roots was called a Balfa, Heritage Week Jam, the Folk Roots Jam at Chico State Park. It's a whole week. You get to stay. Listen to this. It doesn't get any better than this. For a whole week, you get to stay in a cabin at Chico. There's a Cajun dance every night. There is Cajun lessons, whether it's guitar, vocals, fiddle, accordion, every day. Beside the beautiful settings of that beautiful lake and place there, you get to play music all day and dance all night. So if you're considering going to one of these camps or these music extravaganzas, I call them, Louisiana Folk Roots is the people you want to get in touch with. And also, during the summer months, Louisiana Folk Roots has a kids camp where kids come. And you just heard Yvette, because she's the director of the kids camp at Folk Roots, and Henry Hample as well. And they do such a great job. I have people who know me know that I have a young son and a young daughter, and both of them. Well, my son's going to be 18, and my daughter's going to be 17. But about 3 years ago, they took the kids camp, and in two weeks, they learned how to play. One learned how to play the fiddle, and my son learned how to play the accordion. In 2 weeks, they were playing in a band. So it has a lot to say about the credibility for Louisiana Folk Roots. So, having said all of that, Sha, we're going to go back and listen to the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. And we're going to do, well, according to the list, we're going to do the High Point Two-Step. All right, Sha. Lafayette Rhythm Devils.
Yeah, you'd like it. Under the road,
High Point Two Step. I was just talking to a friend of mine, drummer Barry Cormier, and we were playing with Noncale Young back in the day, and that was one of our favorite songs. And I would play a D accordion, so can't do that no more, Moshe. Yvette, get by that microphone, Moshe. So was it? Isn't that the prettiest school teacher you ever saw in your entire life, right there? Yvette Landry, school teacher in Brobridge, Louisiana. That's right.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent musician. I was talking about the jam session a while ago. Yvette, tell everybody where you learned Cajun music.
I actually learned Cajun music at a jam session at Mitch Reed's off of a little place on Gloria Switch. I think it was called Louisiana...
Louisiana Heritage and Gifts.
Heritage
and actually,
and Gifts.
That's a continuation of Mitch's jam, the one we have at Vimemba. So yeah. She's a prodigy of that jam session. And now she not only plays Cajun music, she plays with the award-winning Yvette Landry Band. And you will be playing here on January the 12th.
I will.
And then also you are the camp director for the kids camp for Louisiana Folk Roots.
I am.
And that's going to happen. Do we know a date yet?
Not quite. Since we moved over to Vermilionville, we're kind of tossing around a couple of different dates. But it's usually at the end of June. Usually June. Maybe the second to last week in June.
And her and I were both talking a while ago how just Vermilionville is such an ideal place to have.
Oh, it's perfect. I'm so excited.
That kids jam, yeah. I mean, that kids camp there. So looking forward to that, Sha. And we're going to do you. Tu vas jamais casser mon cœur. Sha, you're never going to break my heart. It's too late for that. Randy, you singing that one? All right, Sha. Never gonna break my heart, yeah. Randy, come by that microphone, yeah. Let me talk to you just a little bit. So you know, this is not just the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. This is the award-winning Lafayette Rhythm Devils. Just today, Tell me what happened today, buddy. You were inducted into...
KVPI, Wall of Fame at Fred's in Mamou.
Listen, that's a great honor, buddy. And I know you know that by the rest of the pictures that was on that wall as well. It's a great time. And then there's always last year the CFMA Awards. So how many categories was the Lafayette Rhythm Devils nominated in? You remember? Come on, you can remember them all. Yeah, there was a fiddle player, accordionist of the year, vocalist of the year, band of the year, song of the year, and I think that might be all of them. I'm sorry? CD of the year, yeah. And so, they were just nominated in all those categories, and won band of the year and song of the year. Is that the only two?
That's the only two.
That's not bad. Band of the year and song of the year, and I didn't see here. Song of the year is not even on your song list. What's up? He wrote a song called the Frisson Two Step. He really nice. He went and performed that song at the CFMA. Yeah. They went. I was sitting in the table next to them at the CFMA Luca Jean Awards, and
sorry for you.
Yeah, they had a good time. No, they had a great time. I think they had when Randy won the award. I think they had to bring him up there in a wheelbarrow. Maybe no, I'm just joking. But they had a good time, and congratulations. You had been nominated many years before, and.